Time Warner Audiobooks presents Pop Goes the Weasel by James Patterson. Read by Keith David, Roger Reese, and Garrett Scott.
That night, as he was driving home from work at the British Embassy, Geoffrey Schaefer started to feel that he was losing control again. He was beginning to frighten himself. His whole life had begun to revolve around a fantasy game he played called The Four Horsemen. In the game, he was the player called Death. The game was everything to him, the only part of his life with real meaning. He sped across town from the British Embassy, all the way to the Petworth district of Northwest. He knew he shouldn't be there, a white man in a spiffy Jaguar. He couldn't help himself there, any more than he could that morning. He stopped the car just before he got to Petworth. Schaefer took out his laptop and typed a message to the other players, the horsemen. Friends, Death is on the loose in Washington. The game is on. He started the Jag again and rode a few more blocks to Petworth. The usual outrageously provocative hookers were already parading up and down Varnum and Webster streets. He slowed to a stop beside a small black girl who looked to be around 16 and had an unusually pretty face. Her legs were long and slender for such a petite body. She wore too much makeup for his taste. Still, she was hard to resist, so why should he?
"Nice car. Jaguar. I like it a lot," she cooed, and then smiled and made a sexy little O with her lipsticked mouth. "You're cute too, mister."
He smiled back at her. "Jump in then. Let's go for a test ride. See if it's true love or just infatuation." He glanced round the street quickly. None of the other girls were working this corner. 100 for full service.